WEEI.
Welcome back. It's Southern New England Sports Saturday. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. Nick Coit and Scott Cordishi with you. And as we come back, let's go to the phone lines. And let's say hello this morning, just so he doesn't have to wait too long to talk to us this morning, to our good friend Joe in the Bucket. Good morning, Joe. You're next up on Southern New England Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, Nick. Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
Hey, Joe.
Good. How are you? Well, the Celtics last night, like you said, I think they need team unity, team chemistry, and they got to find themselves, identify themselves. They haven't worked as a team, and they got to play better defense. And I wish we could get that number 34 player from Milwaukee. He's pretty. He's a dominant beast. He's a big player. And the Friars, what a game last night in Texas. They played good defense last night. And Cooley seemed to get over that UMass loss, and the team's playing better. And I'm wondering what happened to that guy Reeves, that player Reeves, with the last second shot against Boston College. He hasn't been playing in a few games. And the Patriots, if they run the ball like they did against Miami, with White, and then they give it to Gronkowski and Edelman, and guys that they can trust on offense, they can score more points than they did in the Pittsburgh game. And I think the NFL is wide open, and the Patriots, if they play like they did against Kansas City, they should be able to go far in the playoffs. So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, first off, I'll tell Joe that A.J. Reeves is out with a foot injury. He's out 4 to 6 weeks, so correct. We won't see him till probably midway through Big East play, and the Friars have been able to manage without him so far, which is great, and it's a credit to Ed Cooley and his group. But I think this is a good lead-in, Joe, into Patriots, which I know, Scotty, you had your thoughts. You wanted to start this off.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, in reading some of the comments this week, I know Gronk has said that, you know, he has to step up in the absence of Josh Gordon. You know, I don't know how capable he is. I mean, I think Gronk does look like a slower version of his former great self, and I don't know. I think we are witnessing maybe the decline of Rob Gronkowski, maybe the end of his career here as a Patriot. I think the guys that you got to look to fill the void for Josh Gordon are, in no particular order, Philip Dorsett, Cordarrelle Patterson, and Chris Hogan. You know, I the Patriots are game plan specific, so it'll depend upon who they're facing and how they want to attack that defense. But I would say one of those three guys, or a combination of those three guys, are going to be the ones that are going to have to fill the void for Josh Gordon. Gordon was second in the National Football League in yards per catch, I think at 18 yards per catch. So he was that deep threat. You know, I thought when they acquired Chris Hogan a few years ago, he was going to be that guy. And, you know, he had a couple of decent seasons for the Pats, but this year he's been so-so. I mean, he had that touchdown at Pittsburgh last week. That was kind of a busted coverage for the Steelers, but he's been a little disappointing to me this year. I'd like to see him get going. Patterson's a guy, even though he's got tremendous speed, he's been a guy that they've utilized more at the line of scrimmage. Obviously, when they were short at running back, he did a great job coming out of the backfield, and they exploited some mismatches with linebackers and safeties in that respect. But he's also a guy, when they split him out wide, that they generally try to get the ball in his hands at the line of scrimmage. You know, quick hits, wide receiver screens, screens, bubble screens, stuff like that. So I don't know if he necessarily can fill that Josh Gordon role of taking a top off a defense. But nonetheless, the Patriots might have to tweak how they do things offensively. But those three guys are going to have to fill the void.
You're right. And in terms of yards per catch, I think I'm looking it up right now. I think it was 2016 that, yeah, Chris Hogan in 2016 led the NFL in yards per reception. So he is a guy that's capable of getting you big chunk yards on plays. I mean, we've seen it with him before. And you're right. He's a guy that you're going to have to lean on here along with Dorsett and Patterson. Dorsett's going to get his snaps. And at the beginning of the season, we saw what Philip Dorsett can do for you. You know, he's a speedy guy. And he's had a lot of time to get acclimated to this offense. And he's got to be pretty fresh with some of his snaps taken away by Gordon. So those are all guys that, you're right, I think that they can, you know, step in, and they're going to have to. They're going to have to make up for some of the production. And you're right. In terms of Gronk and what he can bring, you don't know. You don't know now, because this has been a whole season here where he has looked slower. He's looked slower, and he hasn't really been able to get the separation that he used to get. There's been times where you've said, okay, there's that Gronk that we all know and love, but it hasn't been there consistently, and especially in crunch time, you know, against the Steelers, he usually beats up the Steelers. And he wasn't really present, especially at the end of that game. Brady was chucking it up to him. And I mean, Brady's throws were sailing over everybody's head. You know, he had to be as tall as Giannis Antetokounmpo to make those catches. But yeah, a lot of these guys are going to have to step in. I think they're going to rely more on James White now. I think this is going to force them to, which is good. I think they should. I think James White is a valuable piece to their offense.
I think you could see multiple backs on the field with
sure.
them. I think you could see White with Burkhead. I mean, you know, I think you could see multiple running backs on the field at the same time with them.
Yeah, and I think that's smart. I mean, they need to spread the wealth here offensively. And here's the thing, though, with Josh Gordon. And first off, it's speaking about him. You hope that a guy like that, who clearly has an issue that he has been dealing with for his entire career and his entire life, you hope that he can get the help that he finally needs, because this is not just one suspension. This is going to be his fifth suspension from the NFL. It may mean banishment. The guy clearly needs some help, and hopefully he gets that. In terms of replacing him, though, yes, his yards per reception is up there in terms of the NFL, but in terms of what he ran offensively, Scott, he ran slants, you know, and he ran down the field. And Brady, this is certainly a guy you can't replace in terms of tossing the ball up down the field and him going and getting it. I mean, he made a couple of those plays, and that's what you can't replace with him. But at the same time, he wasn't doing anything exotic. He wasn't doing anything like that. His skill set is going to be irreplaceable.
Right.
But in terms of production, can you make up for it in different ways? I think you can. And this is a guy that was trending toward a 1,000-yard receiving season, which you give him credit for that. And again, his skill set, you're not going to replace it with Hogan, Dorsett, Patterson, anybody on the field. But, you know, he wasn't doing anything exotic. And so making up for his production, you know, you're going to have to spread the wealth around, but I think you can do it. I think you can do it because of the guys that you have who are familiar with this offense that, you know, you've seen in different roles be able to contribute. And I think that they'll be able to do that.
I know it's been fashionable these past couple of weeks to maybe write the Patriots off and say that the end is near, the dynasty's over, and maybe Brady's approaching that cliff that Max Kellerman's been predicting for the past 5 years. But I've learned my lesson over the years to never write this team off.
No way.
And I'm not going to do it now. I will say this, though. I think there's a lot of factors at play, and it goes well beyond now the loss of Josh Gordon. I think, number one, we've talked about Gronkowski. I mean, your eyes tell you that he's slowed down. And I don't think it's any secret that Bill Belichick tried to trade this guy during the offseason. I think he saw this coming himself. Julian Edelman, as we know, missed the first four games of the season due to the PED suspension. And he's been good, but he hasn't been great, hasn't looked like his old self. Is that because he's a little banged up at this point in the season, or is that because maybe he needed those performance enhancers to maybe get the most out of his body? There's been speculation that Tom Brady's playing injured, that he's got a gimpy knee, and Mike Giardi from NBC Sports Boston, believes...
Oh, no, NFL Network now. He's national now.
Okay, well, so he believes that Brady has an MCL injury. He will not go out and report it as fact, but that's what he believes is going on, that Brady is suffering from an MCL strain or a sprain or tear. And those are things that you don't get operated on. They just heal themselves in a matter of 4 to 6 weeks. So there's all that at play. And then, but to me, one of the biggest things that people really haven't been talking about with this football team, it starts up front. I don't think the offensive and defensive lines have been great.
Nope.
I really don't. In fact, I think they've been average at best, and I think I'm being kind in saying that. Look, we all know Tom Brady needs protection. That's the bottom line. He's not a guy that's mobile, that can create plays by scrambling. And I think the protection has been shoddy at times. He's been under a lot of duress this season. They've done okay at times in the running game. Sony Michel's had some good games, but I haven't been a fan of this offensive line this year. The defensive line, I would say maybe even worse. Their inability to get pressure on the quarterback consistently, this has been a problem for a while under Bill Belichick. And, you know, part of it is, I think, you know, his defensive philosophy. He's not a guy that likes to bring a lot of people and bring the house and bring a lot of pressure. But I think the other part of it is they just, you know, they got rid of maybe their best pass rusher in Chandler Jones a couple of years ago. And I don't know. I think the problems for this Patriots team start up front on the offensive and defensive lines. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I think the offensive line can play better. You're right, though. The defensive line is patchwork. And for me, it's not so much the ends, Scott. It's up the middle.
Yep.
The guys that play up the middle on that defensive line have been horrendous. I think Malcolm Brown has not had a good season.
Yeah, bye-bye, Malcolm. I think we may be witnessing his last season as a Patriot, too.
Well, and you go out and you get Danny Shelton, and the guy has been invisible, and he's been inactive the last couple of weeks. That tells you how good he's been. I mean, that defensive line in the middle needs to improve because, you know, you have a play like last week against the Steelers where you have that special teams play where they acrobatically keep it out of the end zone and they put the Steelers on what, the 2-yard line, whatever the heck it was. I mean, it was an absolutely spectacular play. And then the next play, the Steelers handed the ball off to Steven Ridley and he goes like 25 yards.
Yeah.
What does that say to your team? Like, you got, come on, guys. Like, show something.
A good text from Connecticut, from the 860. When teams play bad against the Patriots, they can't win. Not the case anymore. He's right. I don't think Miami or Pittsburgh played great the last 2 weeks, yet both teams beat the Patriots. Before, if you did not play your very best against New England, you weren't beating them. Now you can just play okay and beat the Patriots. That's concerning.
Well, the Patriots have shot themselves in the foot the last couple of weeks.
Right. I mean,
they've had opportunities. And this is why, and I'm glad you brought up the Mike Giardi, talk about Brady's knee. And there's been signs where, you know, Brady has been so-so with that knee. And I think sailing the throws at the end of last week, I think that might be part of it. I think in Miami, there was that instance where in the first half, Brady was dynamite. I mean, he was dynamite in the first half there. And then second half, he obviously faded there against the Dolphins. But the first half, I think he threw that touchdown to Gronk, and then he was coming off the field, and WBZ actually got a really good shot of it. He's coming off the field, and all of a sudden, he just drops to the ground, and then just starts grabbing for his knee. He claimed after the game that he was just fixing the knee brace, that it was digging into his knee or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a little bit more there to it, because the only thing you saw on the TV broadcast was him coming off the field with the trainers after the play, and you're like, what the heck is that? Why is he coming off the field with the trainers? But BZ got this really good shot, and it just makes me think more and more that something's up there. And some people like to point to the Tennessee game where they ran the trick play where Brady went out for the pass and he stumbled and fell on his face. Some people like to point to that as maybe that's the play where he tweaked his knee and did something. Maybe he's an MCL. Who knows? But he doesn't look the same, and something's up there with him. And so I'm glad you brought that up because I do think Brady's playing through something.
Going to say, I know we have to get to break because we're going to bring Steve in too. But yep. I have another thought on where the Patriots are and where they're heading. But it's going to involve some conversation as well. So I don't want to throw it out now knowing that we're going to go to Steve on the other side of this break. We'll save that maybe for the end of the hour, and we'll start hour number two with it.
Okay, and I'll throw this out there too. As bad as things have looked, as bad as things seem, you know, I'll talk about later why I still think that the Patriots have a shot here. I still think that they have a shot here. And maybe I'm just being Mr. Optimism, but I still think they do, and we can talk about that, too, at the top of the second hour. But let's take another break. We'll come back, and handicapper Steve from Assonet will join us here on Southern New England Sports Saturday on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.